Time now for KJAN's Heartbeat Today, daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Nishna Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by Camlin Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. And here at this morning's program is your host, Jim Field.
Hey, Chris, how are you this morning?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
Oh, I think okay. I think okay.
Just okay?
Yeah.
It's Friday. It's warm.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with today.
Yeah. But every time I open up the and listen to the news, all I hear is everybody in the world's a liar.
Yeah, there's plenty of those.
Everybody's a liar, a cheat, and a steal. Mm-hmm. What are us honest people supposed to do?
Just keep being honest.
Okay. All right. We'll keep holding up the banner. Brett, how are you this morning?
Oh, not too bad.
Can you honestly tell us something about Camlin Plumbing and Heating?
I sure certainly can.
Good.
Most of you are probably concerned about how high your heat bills are right now. With the technology Lennox has and the expertise that Camlin Plumbing and Heating has in installing, you really can combat those high heat bills. A new gas furnace has as much as 98% efficiency, and a new electric furnace, particularly in Atlantic, is a real consideration anymore with high gas prices. And a new heat pump can save you 40 to 60% off of your heat bills. Your investment in this new equipment will pay back many times over the next few years. Give us a call to get all the information on Lennox and what they and Camlin Plumbing and Heating can do to help get past the shock of energy costs. In most communities, there are also rebates from the utility companies available. In Atlantic, 243-1512, and in Harlan, 755-3286.
Very good. Thank you, Brett. Appreciate that. Hey, January is National Glaucoma Awareness Month. Do you know that much about glaucoma? You know, currently 2.7 million people in the United States over the age of 40 have glaucoma, and the National Eye Institute projects that number to reach 4.2 million by the year 2030. That's a 58% increase. It's kind of a sneaky little thief. In fact, that's kind of what it's called, the sneak thief of sight, since there really are no symptoms, and once your vision is lost, it's permanent. So it's kind of important. As much as 40% of your vision can be lost without a person even really noticing. The Glaucoma Research Foundation, they have a website, glaucoma.org, and they list a lot of things there that you should be aware of. You know, sometimes you wonder about glaucoma. It's a group of eye diseases that gradually steal sight, really without warning. And although the common forms primarily affect the middle-aged and the elderly, it can actually affect people of all ages. You know, for folks like me, for example, I wear contact lenses. My eyes are horrible. I can't see much past about a foot in front of me without some sort of corrective lenses, and it's been like that since I was a very young child, so I've never known life without glasses or contact lenses. So I visit an eye doctor on a regular basis because I have to. But there are folks who don't have issues with their eyes, or at least don't know that they do, and so that consequently, you know, you don't go to an eye doctor unless you have to. Well, if you're not going on a regular basis to an eye doctor, then how would you even know that you have issues? Are you going to find out when it's too late or when it's far enough along that, you know, it's going to be to a point where it's going to affect you forever and it can't be changed? You know, vision loss is caused by damage to the optic nerve, and that which acts like an electric cable with over a million wires. It's responsible for carrying the images from your eye to your brain. It's kind of an important thing, and once it's gone, it doesn't come back. There is no cure for glaucoma yet, but they do mention that medication or surgery can help to slow or prevent further vision loss. So the appropriate treatment depends upon the type of glaucoma, among some other factors, and early detection obviously is vital to stopping the progression of that disease. And there are some different types of glaucoma as well. It's the second leading cause of blindness in the world, according to the World Health Association. And in the most common form, there are virtually no symptoms. The vision loss begins with peripheral or side vision. So if you have glaucoma, you may not notice anything until some significant vision is lost. We don't really pay that much attention normally to our peripheral vision. until it's just not there anymore. So the best way to protect your sight from glaucoma is to get a comprehensive eye examination. And then if you have it, treatment can start right away. It's the leading cause of blindness also among black people in our society and among Hispanics in older age groups as well. The risk of glaucoma is nearly as high as that for blacks. And also, siblings of people who have been diagnosed with glaucoma have a significantly increased risk of having glaucoma as well. Now, if you, are you actually one of those people that's at risk? Well, there are a number of risk factors, some different groups and different folks who maybe are more at risk than other people. And one of those, as we just mentioned, would be the black population. After cataracts, glaucoma is the leading cause of blindness among blacks and people of African descent. Glaucoma is 6 to 8 times more common in those folks than it is in whites. And people over 60 are also more common to see that type of thing. You're 6 times more likely to get glaucoma if you're over 60 years old. Also, if you have family members with glaucoma, the most common type, primarily open-angle glaucoma, is hereditary. So if members of your immediate family have glaucoma, then you are at a much higher risk than the rest of the population. And your family history increases the risk of glaucoma 4 to 9 times over. So it's something you want to be aware of. If grandma or your parents have suffered from that, there's a likelihood that it could be in the genes there too. So you may want to, even if you have never really visited an eye doctor before, you may want to maybe think about setting up an appointment just to make sure and take a look. Also, Hispanics in older age groups. Recent studies indicate that the risk for Hispanic populations is greater than those who are predominantly of European ancestry, and that the risk increases among Hispanics over age 60 as well. Now, Asians also have an increased risk. People of Asian descent appear to be at increased risk for angle closure glaucoma. Angle closure glaucoma accounts for less than 10% of all diagnosed cases, but people of Japanese descent are at a higher risk for normal tension glaucoma as well. Now, also, folks who might be using steroids for different types of things. Now, anymore, it seems like when we hear steroids, everybody immediately thinks of athletes cheating. Okay, yeah, be more specific. Everybody thinks of athletes cheating and stuff, but there are reasonable uses for steroids as well. It is a drug that's used in certain cases among the medical profession there, too, so folks are prescribed steroids in certain cases, but there is some evidence linked to steroid use to glaucoma. A 1997 study reported in the Journal of American Medical Association, it demonstrated a 40% increase in the incidence of ocular hypertension and open-angle glaucoma in adults who require about 14 to 35 puffs of a steroid inhaler to control their asthma. That's a very high dose, and it's only required in cases of severe asthma. But that is something to be aware of as well. Also, if you've had any eye injuries, that often can also lead to an increased incidence of glaucoma. Any injury to the eye can cause secondary open-angle glaucoma, and that type of glaucoma can occur immediately after the injury, or it could just be years later. Blunt injuries that actually bruise the eye or injuries that penetrate the eye can damage the eye's drainage system, and that can lead to a traumatic glaucoma. They say the most common cause would be sports-related injuries. Baseball, boxing, things like that. If you take some open shots to the head, if you're playing baseball and you can't get out of the way of that fastball quick enough, you might want to maybe pick up golf or something too. It might be time to change sports at that point as well. So, there are a lot of different things there too that you need to kind of be aware of. And there are some common tests as well that they can do. Childhood glaucoma is also a possibility as well. We often will associate glaucoma with the older population, but it also it is a rare condition, but it can be inherited, and children can come up with glaucoma in different times too. Some symptoms of childhood glaucoma include enlarged eyes or cloudiness of the cornea and photosensitivity. They can be sensitive to light too, and if you see signs like that, excessive tearing, the light sensitivity, cloudy eyes, unusually large eyes, might be an opportunity for you to get those things checked out as well. Those are some pretty important symptoms that usually are pretty easy to see, according to these folks. Now, glaucoma is the leading cause of blindness, and if it's left untreated, typically that's where you're going to end up. Unfortunately, about 10% of people with glaucoma who receive proper treatment will still experience a loss of vision. As we mentioned, glaucoma is not curable. There is no cure yet for it, and vision lost cannot be regained. So you need to get that attended to right away. With medication or surgery, it is possible to halt any further loss of vision. And it's especially open-angle glaucoma is a chronic condition, so it has to be monitored for life. And the diagnosis is, of course, the first step to preserving your vision for the long term. Now, we mentioned risk factors, and you know, different types of different parts of the population might be more prone to it. But everyone is at risk for glaucoma, from babies all the way to senior citizens. Older people, of course, are at a higher risk for glaucoma, but babies can be born with it as well. Young adults can get it, and other different groups, as we mentioned, are also prone to it as well, and sometimes more prone to it. Also some other notes about glaucoma. It's estimated that over 2.2 million Americans have glaucoma, but only half of those actually know that they have it. That's kind of scary. In the U.S., more than 120,000 people are blind from glaucoma, accounting for 9 to 12% of all cases of blindness. And glaucoma is the second leading cause of blindness in the world, according to the World Health Organization. And so it's something that you should be aware of. About 74% of over 1,000 people that were interviewed by the Glaucoma Research Foundation said that they have their eyes examined at least every 2 years, and 61% of those folks are receiving a dilated eye exam. And also, blindness, of course, ranked third after cancer and heart disease as one of people's major fears. Guess it's a quality of life issue, too. You can get along while blind, but when you're not used to that, obviously it's a major life change, and it's one thing that people tend to fear, one of the things people fear the most. So it might be something to get checked out. If you don't get regular eye exams, you might want to at least get checked every now and again, and be aware of some of those symptoms. They're pretty common things that you can typically see. I mean, we used to do those tests in school, you know, where they'd put the finger out here on the side and tell me when you can see it. You know, little things like that. Be aware of those kinds of things. And if you think you may be suffering from some of those symptoms, it might be time to maybe set up an appointment before things get too far along. I'll turn things back over to Brett. I can see you out of the side of my eye here. So I think I'm in pretty good shape so far this morning. Hey, tell us about Camlin Plumbing and Heating.
There's a lot of pleasures in owning your own home. But one of the worries is, who do you trust in to do repair or remodeling work in your home? Camlin Plumbing and Heating can give you the feeling of security you need in trusting that the job gets done right, with quality products and with good common sense warranties from there on. With quality lines we carry like Kohler, Lennox, Delta, and many more, your repairs or remodeling is guaranteed to be of the finest material. With over 94 years of experience, Camlin Plumbing and Heating can ensure you that our expertise cannot be beaten. We understand the pride you have in your home. We understand your budgets. And we understand that you expect the best. Give Camlin Plumbing and Heating a call in Atlantic at 243-1512 or in the Harlan area at 755-3286. The thought of the day today is by Henri de Balzac. It is easy to sit up and take notice. What is difficult is getting up and taking action.
It's easier to say the quote than his name.
Well, I was close on, I didn't want to say how I thought it should be pronounced.
Well, and we're also American, we're not French, so that's
the sometimes
way it goes.
I worry with how I pronounce things. So.
that guy over there. Thank you, Brett. Appreciate that very much. Hey, you go make it a great day, and God bless America.